One last question here. This is Orlando Henlon. The famous Orlando Henlon, I should say.
Where my infamy comes from, I do not know. But it was really quick, and it was for Carrie. You touched on the basis of what kind of the daytime events and things like that. You know, I'm also focused on three college campuses in several different ways, and most of them do commute and all the things. So what kind of daytime events? I think that might help some of the other folks here. Things that attract the students, but not necessarily have to be the come here and pray, because that's the thing we always see during the day on a college campus. We're having prayer time, and that's not what I'm talking about. But like, what kind of daytime events really attract them in their run-the-mill busy day?
Since we've been over here, we haven't done any daytime events on the college at St. Charles Community College. We have done, when I was in Illinois, we did some at Lewis and Clark Community College. But the daytime stuff we did there honestly wasn't as much events as it was. We did a small group Bible study, things like that, because the events just didn't work in that setting very well at all for us. There are a few things, like, you know, you can do. We'd rent inflatables or something like that and have them out there and just for people to mill around between classes, or, you know, little simple things like that you do. But event-wise, on the community college level, things just don't seem to go over very well for us. But the cross chats, the daytime cross chats we had at Lewis and Clark for a couple of years there did really, really well. And with those, you can still be creative, you know, and you can still do things that are going to reach those unchurched students. You do topics that they're going to like, things that are easy to apply. Don't deal with church history. Don't deal with doctrinal arguments, things like that, you know. But there are things you can do with that.
You know, I think there are a whole lot of students that come to our ministry from the junior college, even though we don't do anything on the junior college. The events we do at the other one seems to attract them, and then the reaching of our own kids turns around and reaches them. So that for us, that's how it happens.
I would agree with what one's saying.
Before Carrie was hired as our campus minister when he graduated from high school, there was a period of time that I was directly involved as in campus ministry, and then before that really closely with a guy before that in training him. But we did things. One thing that always worked on Lewis and Clark and before SIU, when Carrie is SIU initially was almost all commuter before, you know, whenever we first started. But food always draws a crowd. Reed and I did a thing on the at the dental college. You know, they're so busy we couldn't get anything, so we did a Bible study, but it was always free pizza, and we had people show up every week. We'd have give them free pizza, and then, you know, and then we'd have a study for 30 minutes. That's it. That's all the time they had, and we had some people become Christians off the dental college also. But free food, we did some things at Lewis and Clark where we had some stupid little silly games, and they would stop and do the game thing, you know, and we'd hand them a burger or something. I don't even remember all the details, but we'd give them a card, and that was it, and not come pray, but come play and eat. And we're just, a lot of that stuff is just that big opening of the funnel. So anything that contacts you with people with a positive thing that later on, you know, and again, the small group Bible study was always there on the campus. And we reached 1 year as many people at Lewis and Clark as we did at SIU. So it can work. But that's been so long ago, I barely remember it, okay?